Well, the phrase that we have come to in Psalm 23 is the last one in verse 5, my cup runs over. And it really is a wonderful picture of the generosity of God. And we've been tracing through the outline in terms of the chiastic structure of the psalm. This is in parallel with the first phrase in verse 2, which says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Now, we've thought before that when a sheep is lying down in green pastures, it's stuffed. You know, it's got all this food around it, but it's not eating because they eat when they're standing up. So it's lying down, thoroughly enjoying itself with tons of stuff around it. And the point is that God gives us more than enough. Well, that's the same image here, that when the cup of our lives is held out, God pours in more than we can hold. It's overflowing. And from those two word pictures, I want to give four logical deductions. The first is that God has pledged himself to provide for all of our needs. And you see this really through the whole psalm. Verse 2, he provides more pastures than we can eat. Verse 3, he provides restoration and righteousness. Verse 4, he provides safety and security. Verse 5, he provides covenant, the oil of joy, cup running over. Verse 6, he provides goodness and mercy and an everlasting home. And basically, this psalm is saying any need you could possibly have, God pledges himself to provide for that need. In fact, he is so eager to provide for us, he actually names himself, I am your provider. That's what Jehovah Jireh means. Jehovah, at the root of it, is I am, and Jireh means provider. So I am your provider. And to name himself that, I think is just an amazing promise that we can lay claim to by faith when we come to this table. The second deduction is that God satisfies us when he provides. He doesn't just give us a thimbleful and say, oh man, I wish I could have more. No, he totally satisfies us. Jesus said, your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Now, Peter wrote that we can cast all our cares on him, knowing that he cares for us. And John 16:24, he says, ask and you will receive. The third deduction that can be made is that God gives more than we need, more than enough. Our cup runs over. So the cup of our lives that God pours into, if we're in right relationship with him, it's constantly flowing out. When he says, when we drink of him, there's going to be so much that out of our innermost being will flow these rivers of living water. And so that's why verse 1 says we won't lack anything, why verse 2 says we could be sheep who look around us and, man, we got far more grass than we could possibly eat, and why verse 6 says, goodness and mercy will hunt us down. And so it shows an eagerness to provide even more than we ask for. In Jeremiah 31:14, God says, I will satiate the soul of the priests with abundance, and my people will be satisfied with goodness, says the Lord. Not just enough to get by, more than enough. And then the last thing that could be deduced is that we need to be close enough to God so that he can pour into the cup that we're holding in our outstretched hand. I mean, if we're turned away from the Lord, there's no cup to be poured into, right? And earlier in the psalm, he implies, well, he didn't imply, he says, we've got to be his sheep. And we need to be walking in the paths of righteousness. If we are sheep who have turned away, we're running away from the Lord, we can't expect to be fed by him. And so Jesus says in the same way, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So when was it that God called himself Jehovah Jireh? It was after Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son and he provided that ram for him. It was after a commitment of total obedience. And there's a word picture that I'd like to share with you that I think really has helped me down through the years. Out in Ethiopia, when you'd go to the marketplace, Ethiopians would want to show that they're giving you a full measure. So you're buying some grain, and they would have a tin can, and they would fill it full with grain, and then they would pound it on the ground, boom, 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 just shaking the grain down. Then they would pour more grain and shake it some more. Then they would pour more on top, and they'd push down on it, and they'd keep heaping up until it was just like a mound on top. Then they would take that can and they would quickly pour it into the bag of the person who was buying. And in the same way, Jesus said, "Give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Now, in the Lord's table, we're giving ourselves to God, and He is giving Himself to us. And with the same measure that you give, He will give back to you. And you say, "Lord, I'm giving my all to you." God delights in giving His all to you as well. And that's the beauty of entering into covenant with God. You know, pagans might think, "That's crazy. What a sacrifice you're making when you consecrate yourself to the Lord." And we say, "No, that's not crazy at all. When I give my all to God, He gives His all to me, and His all is a whole lot more than any that I could give to Him." So it's not crazy at all. So as you come to the Lord's table this morning, give yourself gladly to God. Be that can that's shaken down, heaped up, and running over, and then rejoice in the fact that God has promised, not only has He given you the Son, but He will freely give you all things. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your generosity, that You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and that we do not want to be stingy with You. We do not want to hold back any part of our lives. As we once again enter into covenant with You, it is our desire, Father, to give You everything. And we know that our flesh many times holds back on certain areas of our lives, but we pray by the power of Your Holy Spirit this morning, You would enable our pledge of giving ourselves to You to be a sincere pledge. And by faith, we receive Jesus, and we receive all things with Him. And we bless You. We pray that You would strengthen this, Your people, and encourage their hearts, that You would set aside these common elements to a holy use, and You would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.